Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runners, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We are brought to you by the Tough Man Triathlon Series. That's toughmantri.com. Velofix.com, the world's coolest mobile bike shop. ATVSwimSpas.com, the official training vessel for six-time Ironman World Champion Dave Scott. RunCatalina.com, Catalina Eco Marathon, Half Marathon 10K. Coming up Saturday, November 18th, DonateCAF.com. That's our Challenged Athletes Foundation. We have sent out 2,448 grants in the last few months, totaling $3.7 million. Keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. Check us out on iTunes or on Babbittville.com. And as always, endurance lives here. Our next guest, Lauren Parker from Australia. Lauren, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing pretty good.
Good, good. Hey, so Lauren, take me back. What were your sports growing up?
I started off with swimming and surf lifesaving. I raced in both of those up to an elite level, especially in swimming. So I went to the Olympic trials when I was 14.
You went to the Olympic trials at the age of 14?
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. And what was your best stroke in swimming?
200 backstroke.
200 back. Wow.
Yeah.
So from swimming, did that lead to triathlon?
It did. When I was 19, I moved into triathlon. I started out in a little local triathlon, and an Olympic coach saw me and wanted to coach me, and it all started from there really fast. So I got straight into ITU racing for the first few years before I transitioned into Ironman racing.
Did you feel that the Ironman was a better format for you, the non-drafting?
Yeah. I seem to do better at long-distance events. And I really enjoyed it. So I started off with 70.3 and then moved into Ironman. And my first Ironman was Ironman Australia, Port Macquarie.
And what year was
in
that?
2014. And I actually won my age group.
And went to Kona and took second place.
Yeah. That year I actually got 10th in 2014.
Oh, and then 15 you got second place.
Yeah, 15 I got second place. In 2014, before Kona, I broke my elbow 5 weeks before, so I actually was racing with a broken elbow.
And you still got 10th in your division.
Yeah.
Wow. And so the goal was to be a pro?
Yes. Yeah, that was my goal, and my ultimate goal was obviously race Kona as professional.
Right. And so, was it April 18th of this year, just a couple weeks before Ironman Australia, where you were injured?
Yes. Yeah, so I was due to race one of my first pro races.
Both tires flatted at the same time.
Yeah.
So broken ribs, scapula, vertebrae protruding, and then the doctors tell you you have, what, a 1% chance of walking again?
Yes. Yep. So I broke my T12 vertebrae and got really bad spinal cord damage.
Yeah.
Which has obviously resulted in me not having any feeling in my legs from my belly button down.
And how old are you now?
I'm 28.
28 years old. And how long was it before, obviously, when you go through something like this, so traumatic, how difficult was this for you and your family?
It was very, very difficult. Especially for my training partner who was right beside me when the accident happened, and he's like my best friend, he's like a father figure to me. He's sort of taken a bit of a toll on him as well mentally, so sort of blaming himself a little bit.
Yes. And so how long was it before you started thinking, okay, this is my lot, this is where I'm at, I can still be an athlete?
Probably only a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, really, the accident just happened April 18th. This is just basically 2 months, 3 months.
Yeah, 3 months after I started, I was speaking to John McClain.
Yes.
And we were talking about Kona and what sort of possibilities well, if I wanted to get back into sort of sport, and I said, yes, I'd love to do Kona again. I want that to be my ultimate goal now to work towards. So that's really something positive that I can work towards and focus on.
John McClain, the first wheelchair guy to finish Ironman in 97, and then the guy who went on from that to swim the English Channel and really proved that there are no limitations in life. So he's wonderful. He's obviously a wonderful role model. What type of therapy are you going through now?
I'm just working on basically being able to live in a wheelchair. The hardest thing. To live, your daily life in a wheelchair. So I'm learning wheelchair skills, trying to strengthen my upper body as well.
Right.
Because it takes a lot of toll on your shoulders and arms. So I'm really trying to strengthen, that up and,
Have you
work on the mental side?
Right, working on the mental side. Now, have they put you in a pool yet, or is it still a little early?
Not yet, actually. Friday, in 2 days' time, I get to go in a hydrotherapy pool, so I can't wait for that.
Very cool. So now, I mean, once basically you had your, you had your, from the time of the injury until now, it's basically 3 months, and now you're starting to think about training and starting thinking about Kona. Well, take me through what you felt was the lowest point for you.
The lowest point, I guess, was trying to get my the head around living in a chair, because it's very hard to do daily tasks that you wouldn't normally think about, like struggle with as an able-bodied person. And I also have a lot of neuropathic pain, which is nerve pain.
Right.
All through my legs from my waist down, and it's 24/7 pain, so I've got to deal with that as well. So that's really, really hard every day, but I just do it.
And what's hard with that is it makes it hard to sleep. And if you don't get any sleep, then it really makes it hard to think about, okay, I want to train today. Well, you're just trying to get through the day, and you're trying to minimize the pain. And then if you use something to numb the pain, it makes it really hard to do the workouts you want to do.
Yeah, definitely. And also, you really got to be patient, because it takes longer to do, everything, your daily tasks. It takes a lot longer than what it used to be before. So you really got to be test your patience a little bit as well.
So how supportive has the triathlon community been for you?
So supportive. I've had so many messages and calls. I've had a call from Chrissy Wellington, which was absolutely amazing. I've had triathlon clubs wanting to get together and do fundraisers for me, which I've already had one fundraiser that raised some money for me to help me with my medical things that might happen in the future. Like if I continue on after this rehab, it'll pay for the next rehab sort of session. So that was really helpful. But everyone's really got together behind me and supporting me. And
that is so cool.
It's just amazing how everyone just, it's like a family.
It is a family. It is definitely a family. There's no question about it. Well, we got to figure out a way to get you out here to San Diego in October be at our San Diego Triathlon Challenge, because we have a ton of our wheelchair athletes and amputee athletes and so many people to mentor and talk with. That would be, we should try to figure
that
out.
Amazing.
I think we should try to figure that out and figure out how to get you here. And so have you looked online and seen how people, hand cycles and racing chairs and all that type of stuff?
Yeah, I have done a little bit of research on racing chairs. And, found some that I like, but I've, got to get them first. I actually got to sit in one and try one.
Right, The hard part about that sport is all the equipment. You got a racing chair, you got your hand cycle, your spare, racing wheels. I remember one of the guys telling me, he says, I feel like I need a roadie every time I go to a race. I got so much stuff.
Yeah.
But the nice thing, is you'll be back in your community again. You'll be at the races, and that's really where a lot of the healing happens. Just, you know, people seeing you out there again, even if it's at a, you know, 1 mile or a, you know, just getting out there. See, we had a guy, Glenn Hartrick, who was paralyzed exactly 3 years ago, June, and he said getting in the hand cycle was the greatest. Just the feeling of the wind in his face and just getting outside, and that's when he knew he was going to be okay.
Okay.
That was made a huge difference for him. So where are you? What rehab center are you in now?
I'm at a rehab center called the Royal Rehab in Ryde in Sydney.
Oh, in Sydney. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're in Sydney, and you'll be there for how long?
I'll be here for around 3 months.
Okay.
2 to 3 months.
Yeah. And you'll live there?
I've got my own room and everything here.
Nice. And so after that, do you go home?
Yes. Yeah.
And so you have to probably change your house around a little bit with ramps and things like that?
While I'm here, my house will, I'll have to get a couple of ramps in, and obviously things need to be changed in the house before I actually leave here, because they don't let you go home without all that being done. So I'm getting that done at the moment, and, I get home and start getting my head around training again.
So what type of advice did John McClain give you?
Take each day, you know, as it comes, and and be positive. Obviously, be positive and don't do anything you don't want to do. So, obviously, I want to do Kona.
Right.
And that's something I want to do. He said just make sure you want to do that and focus all your attention on that. And, he's a very positive person, so I just get lots of positive vibes from him.
He's the best. No question about it. And how are your... One of the things that that Glenn Hartrick I mentioned to you, one of the things he told me was one of the people around you get their cue from you when you're injured like this. And the people around you, your family and friends, they really can't move on with their lives until they feel that you're okay in yours. And he felt that sort of responsibility that, you know what, I need to get things together so that my family can move on and understand that things are going to be okay. Is that something you've seen as well?
Yeah, definitely. Once I'm, you know, positive and I can live and accept living in a wheelchair, then, my family will be okay. And they're here to support me. So she is really struggling, so she wants to get back to normal life as well.
Right. Very cool. Well, Lauren, I think you're going to do great. We're here. You know, Challenge Athletes Foundation is here.
Yeah.
And let us know how we can help. I'm going to look into seeing if you're able to travel by then for October.
Yeah.
It would be nice to have you come out, because there's so many folks that you can, you know, again, learn from and see what they're doing. It's a pretty special weekend.
That would be amazing.
Let's definitely stay in touch. And
When
you see John again, give him our best. He's one of my favorite people on the planet. The fact that he's walking again is a miracle.
it is a miracle.
It really is. And sometimes, life is funny that when one door closes, another one opens up. And I've interviewed a lot of athletes who've been injured. And the next thing you know, someone like yourself, you could be at the Paralympics in cycling or the paratriathlon in 2020. You never know.
Your life can change just in a split second.
Yeah, exactly. And the fact that this just happened, you're on your bike and both tires went flat at the same time, and there's no way you can react to it. There's no way you can do anything. But we all sort of know when we're on a bike that type of thing can happen. You know, that's part of the attraction, is that it's fun and fast, and part of the downside is stuff happens.
I just want to try to inspire as many people as I can as well. Obviously, me overcoming this, I want to and doing Kona. I just want to inspire other athletes as well, and other people in my position.
Love it. And you're so young, and there's only, at this point, only one woman has finished Kona.
Okay.
Yeah, as a wheelchair athlete. Only one hand cycle athlete, Minda Dentler, did it a few years ago. So at this point, there's only one. And, so don't rush it. You got plenty of time. You're young. The key is to, build up your strength and figure out what sport is best for you. Maybe it'll be, para swimming or para cycling or para triathlon, track.
Yeah.
There's so many opportunities out there. You're going to be amazed. I know that actually, we have a youth para triathlon camp here at our Challenge Athlete Foundation next week. Next year, we have an adult camp. It'd be great to get you out here for that. So, anyways, there's awesome. Lots of possibilities. You're going to find that you've got one triathlon family, and now you're going to have a para triathlon family as well.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Lauren,
I'm really feeling the support.
A pleasure to get to know you a little bit over the phone. I'm sure we'll have many conversations over time as you move on in your athletic journey. And if there's anything we can do for you, just don't hesitate to reach out.
Yeah, thank you very much, Bob.
All right, Lauren Parker has been our guest again. We are brought to you by Tough Man Triathlon Series, toughmantri.com, velofix.com, the world's coolest mobile bike shop, atvswimspas.com, the official training vessel for six-time Ironman World Champion Dave Scott. RunCatalina.com, our Catalina Eco Marathon, Half Marathon 10K, coming up Saturday, November 18th. DonateCAF.com, Challenged Athletes Foundation. We have raised over $90 million to keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. Check us out on iTunes or on Babbittville.com. And as always, endurance lives here.